This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Khalil Shakir will lead the Bills in targets, like multiple games this season. And of course, the APY is a little bit bigger, but you got him for 4 years. You have him under team control. And so if he has highly productive seasons, he has at 1,000-yard season, then he might come back and say, hey, I want a pay bump. You know, I want more than Darnell Mooney money. And he'd be right to do so. But there are going to be plenty of games this season against, you know, AFC East contenders, against AFC contenders in the playoffs, in which Shakir is the primary pass catcher for the Bills. And that primary pass catcher for most elite offenses these days runs you up $30 million. And for the Bills, it ran 13. That's just pennies on the dollar. It's unbelievable.
That is Benjamin Solak of ESPN on Khalil Shakir. The Bills pass catchers going into the year, pretty low in some rankings we're going to get to here. Good morning. It's Jeremy and Joe. Jeremy's off this week. It's a beautiful day outside. Got some baseball a little bit later on, the Blue Jays. You've got Wimbledon continuing, Djokovic playing this morning. Watched a lot of Carlos Alcaraz yesterday, who's a treat to watch. And he advanced, so he's on to the semifinals. And he will meet, I think he'll meet Djokovic in the next round. I'll have to look. But in one way or another, I think he's going to end up winning that tournament. So there's Solak on Shakir. I don't think there's anybody that disputes how good Khalil Shakir is. Like, Shakir is a very good slot receiver. I guess the one point of argument for him would be how much is he able to play in different situations than he did last season. Last year was a lot of the slot, a lot of around the line of scrimmage. What about vertical? What about on the outside? Does that even need to happen? The need to happen part of this is where I'm curious. But to get to Bill Barnwell. So Bill Barnwell from ESPN, he every year ranks the top skill position groups in the NFL, combining running back, receiver, and tight end, of course, and ranking all 32. So 32 is Tennessee, and number one, by the way, on his ranking, who would you guess number one is? I think it's the Bengals. Their article is actually kind of freezing right now, but that's fine because I've got in front of me the part of it that matters for our conversation, which is he has the Bills ranked at number 28. Just one guy's opinion. He does this every year. Last year, he had the Bills at number 24. The year prior, he had the Bills at number 20. This year, Barnwell ranks the Bills as having the 28th best group of skill position players in the NFL. And he writes about Shakir being, you know, the best player on that offense outside of Josh Allen and James Cook, I guess, the best pass catcher on that offense. And he writes about how Keon Coleman failed to establish a consistent role in the lineup and how he only had 3 catches on 46 routes in the postseason, which when you see it put like that, Curtis Samuel was anonymous. Dalton Kincaid failed to top 55 receiving yards in a single game, and that Mac Collins was the guy that exceeded expectations, and he is now gone. So he lands on number 28. And while even I would have them higher than that, I don't think it is offensive for them to be that low with the group that they have. The group, there are going to be people that look at that group on paper and say, what really is going on there? Who do you have that is like a real, true difference maker outside of... They have two, and maybe this is why they should be higher than 28th. Your running back is really good, and your slot receiver is really, really good. And everything else around that is a bit of a question mark, but you've got two solidified, good players at their position. And there is only, you know, there's only going to be five skill position players out there on the field at once. Who would be, maybe you'd be offended by the teams that are above them. The Jets are one spot above them at the skill position player group. The Giants are one or a spot above that at 26. The Bears, the Saints, that's a Chris Olave ranking, I feel like. For me, though, like when I'm reading through his write-up on why he has the Bills so low, it just feels like it's a lot of your two swings at that group have yet to hit Kincaid and Keon Coleman. And I'm, of course, reminded of Brandon Bean's comments on this show after the draft, which were defiantly, we do not need to have the elite level receiver group. We just scored 30 points a game. He said that, I think, multiple times in that visit, that they scored 30 points a game. So, I guess, Kincaid and Coleman, we spent a lot of this offseason on what are they going to be, them taking big steps forward, and how important that really is to the Bills. And I wonder how important it really is, how important they think it really is. Because if you take Bean's comments the day after the draft, it would imply it really isn't, let's say, critical. It's not critical to the offense that Kincaid or Coleman take a big step forward. The GM told you himself last year, doing it the way they did it with Kincaid injured and not really producing all that much, and then Coleman being good at the start, getting injured, not coming back from the injury the way they would have liked, they still average 30 points a game. So it would be nice to have? Is it kind of a bonus if one of them does it? Or is it even, it's not really needed? That is the attitude, though, that I think you can almost take out of those Bean comments, and I don't know that he would fully believe them. And two, I definitely don't. I how critical it would be for one of those two to produce. I think it comes down to how repeatable you think what they did last year was. Because I like Barnwell writing about Matt Collins being gone, Josh Palmer coming in, and Elijah Moore coming in, and he doesn't mention Amari Cooper. I still believe wholeheartedly that Moore and Palmer are a better combo than Cooper and Hollins were. So I think they have upgraded at that area. But when you look back at last year's offense...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave. Welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
If you need Kincaid or Coleman to take a big step forward, that means inherently that you think there's another area of that offense that is going to take a step back. And then the improvement from one of your young playmakers is going to make up for that so that they are still one of the top scoring offenses in the league. And I don't mean like seventh or eighth. I mean like first, second, or third. For them, that's the bar. And for me, there is an area that I expect them to regress in. And that is going to be fumbles. And maybe interceptions. I don't think it's going to be sacks, but those negative plays, especially the turnovers, they were as good last year as any team ever. They lost something like two fumbles all year long. Allen not turning the ball over at a rate that is going to be tough for him to repeat. I think that's the more probable thing to stay. Six interceptions. Last year, I could see him throwing only six interceptions again. Probably would bet a little bit higher, but that's not out of the realm of possibility. I feel like two fumbles again. It's out of the realm of possibility. There's no way they're repeating that. And if you add the league average, I heard Chope and Bulldog say this yesterday, the league average was 8.5, or roughly is 8.5 fumbles per year for a team. And if it's even 6, 7, that those 4 or 5 fumbles might not sound like a lot, but that could be the difference between, that could be 35 points over the course of a year, and instead of averaging 30 points a game, now you're averaging 26.
Don't you think also that the flip side of that is also due for the regression in terms of the defense taking the ball and giving it to the offense?
Sure, that's another part too.
Both sides of that are likely to come down.
Mm-hmm.
And that will take points away from the offense too, because you're losing possessions with good field position that set you up to score those points that you need. And so if you're regressing in both of those areas, then you've got even more to make up, and that's on those improvements that we're talking about.
Right. It's giving you more opportunities to score. It's giving you shorter fields. And that's the one where I might be more open to they could sustain that, because they have done that in the past. I mean, right. The 2017 Bills took the ball away like crazy, and there have been other Bills defenses that have, but all this is just, you can't just bank on the value that they had last year in turnovers to be the same. They were tremendous, and they were opportunistic, and Terrell Bernard deserves credit for having the wherewithal coming across the field at 100 miles an hour in the playoffs against Baltimore to be ready to punch that ball out from Mark Andrews. Like, that is a skilled play, but it does also require the opponent being a little bit careless with how they are carrying the football. If it's not high and really tight, you can get it out. But if a player is playing responsibly, and you can punch that ball as hard as you want. How many times have you seen in a pileup, players just start swinging away? That's right. Today's NFL. They just start swinging like they're Mike Tyson.
Yeah, and they're trying to haymaker that ball.
And they can't get it out.
Right.
Because if the other player is being responsible, there's nothing you could do. So it requires the opponent to mess up at the same time that you are making a calculated play like Bernard did. And that's only one of those turnovers. So all this to say that I think, sure, they could be good at it, but repeating what they did last year and getting as much value out of it as they did last year, I don't think it's bankable. I would not bet on it happening. So for that, if they want to be a team that is scoring 30 points a game again instead of 25-26, which that's a big difference, then look around your offense. This is, it's always, to me, a compliment to their offense. It's, why was there lots of receiver talk leading up to the draft, even though we talked about, you know, safety for the whole Friday leading up to it, and the defense even more.
Right.
It's, people like to talk about offense. Two, think the turnovers are going to come down. If you're going to make up for that somewhere, there's nowhere else in the offense. The quarterback is as good as you could possibly get. The offensive line is elite. The running back room and James Cook at the top is awesome. The tight ends, I mean, Barnwell kind of, you know, criticizes their tight ends in his ranking, but they're fine. They're good.
And you got to hope that they're going to accomplish what you want them to.
For what you've put into them, you might want them to be like a top five, you know, duo in the league for the money and Knox and the pick that you invested in Kincaid, but I would still say they are good.
Right.
They're above average. So if I need to get a little bit better somewhere on offense to make up for turnovers, where is the only place to look?
Right.
There is only one place to look. That's it. And that is where I think Coleman comes in. And Kincaid, too, of course, because he's, you know, going to be a little bit of this because of the, you know, the route participation rate and his route yards per route run last year being through the roof and what his role ends up being. I do think it's critical. Critical. This offense every year should be top three. And I think their turnovers will come down. So someone's got to step up and make up for that. And I think Coleman or Kincaid doing it is pretty critical. Unless we're expecting Josh Palmer to be way better than he was in LA, or Elijah Moore to be way more efficient than he was with the Jets and the Browns. And those are possible too, but I just feel like the Coleman-Kincaid pieces are more likely for that. 803-0550 is the phone number if you've got a thought on how critical is it that Kincaid or Coleman take a big step forward, or can the Bills still have an elite offense without it? 803-0550 is the phone number. Some quarterback ranking stuff. I had talked on Monday about the Patrick Mahomes quarterback ranking. Is it a saga? Everyone's got their own way of doing it. And yesterday, I saw what could be labeled Patrick Mahomes disrespect on a whole new level. And I'm not even talking about the Kansas City radio host that he has a dad bod and called him an embarrassment, because that also happened yesterday. I'm talking about a ranking that showed him, I think, a little bit of disrespect. But I might be on board with it. Jody Biasi, we're all hanging out here on a Wednesday. 803-0550 is the phone number. Joe Marino, by the way, moved to tomorrow, so we'll talk with him tomorrow at 8. Lou DiBiase coming up this morning at 8 o'clock here on WGR.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.